Holly.
Hey, Dave.
What's happening today on the What Difference Does It Make podcast? How you feeling? How's it working out for you today on the What Difference Does It Make podcast?
That's very good. It is working out.
Are you working
today.
Overtime?
I'm working for a living.
All right. Wonderful. Okay. The reason we bring this up, Labor Day. There's a lot of songs about laboring and all that work entails. So we decided to make a podcast episode centered around working and this and such.
Celebrating Labor Day, such as it is, because Labor Day is supposed to honor workers.
Yeah.
That was the origin of Labor Day.
Very good. Can you tell me, what was your hardest laboring job? Were you not necessarily literally, like it was just a grunt, just grunt work.
Okay. Would you believe me if I told you that I have loved every one of my jobs, including my very first job at Orange Julius, where, yes, I labored behind the counter.
That
it was a little steamy.
Food is labor. That's intense.
But there's so much else aside from the work, the friends you make, and just the experience of it all that I don't know if I should be embarrassed to say or happy or proud to say that I have actually found happiness in all the jobs that I've had, which it's not like there have been so many, but even, you know, babysitting. There's just something about all of them, even if it's simply the making of money. Do you have a favorite job? Do you have a favorite job and the job that you felt the worst about laboring?
First of all, knowing you, your answer does not surprise me in the least. I feel like you bring joy to everything that you do. So that's not surprising that you love wherever you are. That's you love it. So,
well, that is very kind of you to say. And allow me to say, this is actually my favorite job.
All right. Very nice. I love it, too. It's fun. We sit, we talk. I sit in this hot garage and I sweat. I guess I am like it's a grind. I'm sweating here. I'm going to be changing shirts after this episode.
So this is the hardest labor you've ever done?
It is not. Now that I think of it, my dad put me to work. He and my friend Paul Stone, shout out to Paul Stone. Oh. We had to resand the deck. Yeah, we had this deck in the backyard. And it just needed to be,
like sanding or resurfacing?
So yeah, it had to be, well, both. It had to be sanded, resurfaced, treated, and we put, what's the stuff you put on it?
Some kind of finish?
Yes. We had to put some wood finish on it. That was tough. It was worth it. We got paid $100 each for like a week's worth of labor.
That sounds very laborious, but didn't you find the pleasure, maybe not when you were doing the actual work, but when you saw the finished product, doesn't that bring you joy?
Yes, it does, especially, yeah, with all my little chores I do in the house. If I'm able to fix it eventually, you take a little, of course, you take ownership of it. Like, yeah, hey, I did that. But yeah, I remember Paul and I, we enjoyed ourselves. Like, I remember listening to Kiss FM, and every time the Eddie Van Halen solo in Beat It came on, that's when we took a break and just played some air guitar. I do remember that specifically.
Okay, see, that was joy, even though that might have been your worst, your hardest, your most labor-intensive job.
There were others, but yeah, that's the one that, there was a little bit of joy in the hard work, and it was all worth it. I don't know what we did with our $100 that we got, but, you know.
Think if you would have saved it, how much it would be worth today.
At least $100.
$101.
It could buy me a tank of gas, so yeah, it's nice. All right, so we're going to talk about some of our, I don't know if they're favorite songs for you, Holly. I made a Spotify playlist, which I'll post on the website, and we're going to talk about a number of these songs, and I kind of lumped them into categories. You know, we'll provide fun facts, and so why don't we just dig right into it, right? But Holly, first of all, Holly, what do you got to say?
I guess we should say for the record, right, what Labor Day actually is. Right? I mean,
okay.
What?
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Sure. All right. So Labor Day. Wait. If I remember, no, I don't remember. But it was a president. Was it Roosevelt? Theodore Roosevelt? Was it Teddy that created Labor Day, that made it an official holiday celebrating the workers? It sounds like a Teddy Roosevelt thing, but I'm not sure.
It does? I'm not actually sure.
Maybe it was Woodrow Wilson after the war.
That's a very good question, which I think we should double check right now.
Because it's only a U.S. holiday, right? I don't know. Yeah. Do other nations celebrate Labor Day? Now we're going to go down a rabbit hole and never talk about songs.
Exactly. No, Labor Day is in Canada, like here, the first Monday in September. But in other countries, May Day is similar, has the same meaning as Labor Day.
Okay. Are you a fan of the Labor Day film by Jason Reitman with Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin? I know you love them.
I love them. How did I never see Labor Day?
Well, it's a thing.
Okay.
Plus, it's set in the 80s. In 1987, Adele Wheeler is a depressed single mother who lives in a rural home with her 13-year-old son, Henry. While they're shopping, a man approaches Henry and makes them take him home to look after him. The man is revealed to be Frank Chambers, an escaped convict wanted by police. Through flashbacks, it is revealed that Frank is a Vietnam War veteran who married his pregnant girlfriend, Mandy Chambers. A year after the baby's birth, Frank and Mandy had a fight in which he asked if he was the father. He pushed her against a radiator, resulting in her death. Simultaneously, through imagery, it is implied that the baby drowned. Frank was placed in prison for murder. That's from the Wikipedia page right there.
Whoa. Okay. Well, now I'm not sure. When you got to the end, it kind of threw me off. I don't know if I want to see it, but I love Kate Winslet.
And you love murder. We all love stories about murder, right?
We do, but not murder of children.
All right.
Only murder of criminals.
Tobey Maguire is also in this.
Okay. Well, right. I can accept that.
2013. And we were, you know, doing other things back then besides watching.
Yeah.
Did you find the president? Responsible?
I did not find the president, but I can tell you that in the U.S., Peter Maguire was the union leader who founded the United Brotherhood of Carpenters in 1881. He is given the credit for the idea of Labor Day. 1882, he suggested to the Central Labor Union of New York that there is a celebration honoring American workers, and that is how Labor Day came to be.
Also, 1887, Oregon was the first state to make it an official public holiday. By the time it became an official federal holiday in 1894, 30 states in the U.S. officially celebrated Labor Day. Who was the president in 1894?
Sam Adams?
No, 1894.
Oh, that's okay. I do not know. I'm admitting.
Was it Taft?
Grover Cleveland?
Grover Cleveland. Thank you, Grover Cleveland, for making Labor Day an official holiday.
Well, I would never have, I'm embarrassed to say, would have guessed.
Now, you got a question to ask when you're in a bar drinking something, and you're like, hey.
A pub quiz?
Trivia time, yeah, pub quiz. Who? We're all celebrating Labor Day. Who is the president who is responsible?
Grover Cleveland.
Good job. Love it. All right. So we're going to talk about Grover Cleveland exclusively right now on the podcast.
So turn it up.
So turn up, because this is going to be some good talking.
No, we're talking labor-type songs.
Okay. So I divide these up into categories. The first one, as we kind of touched on working hard. So you're working hard for the money. Who is working hard for the money?
Is that Donna Summer working hard for the money?
Donna Summer was working hard.
She works hard for the money.
She was working hard for the money. Do you like this song?
I like the song. I liked it back then. The video, if I'm remembering correctly, she was working hard.
She was. As she says in the song, she's a waitress, and she's got her clientele. They really seem to need her there. It's a sacrifice working day to day for little money, just tips for pay. Were you ever worked in a restaurant? I know you worked at Orange Julius.
I never worked in a restaurant where I would get tips, and I will always remember this from when we were in college. Dave, we were in college together. I worked, as you know, at Camp Beverly Hills making minimum wage, a little more than minimum wage, which was $3.85 an hour. Yet Steve, who is my husband and resident expert, worked in a restaurant nearby called the Magic Pan, and he made a ton of money for college students. He made a ton of money, and he always had cash on hand because he made tons of tips and always kind of said, you know, why don't you get into the restaurant, you know, into restaurant, but retail was more my thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in a restaurant?
I was a host at the Summer House in West Hills.
Oh, fancy.
It was fancy. I had to wear a suit. had to suit up, but I was never a waiter. It was very intimidating. I think because it was at the summer house, it was just, you had to have some sort of sophistication that I did not have and some sort of coordination to carry all these plates. I enjoyed working there. I enjoyed eating at the buffet on Sundays, but
I just learned something new about you. I had no idea that you worked there. That was a big restaurant for bridal showers and baby showers.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was, I suited up and worked there.
You would have made a great waiter.
I don't know. I was very intimidated. I saw, you know, like, plus at the brunch, I remember the guy who made the omelets was able to flip the egg or like, oh my God, how do you do that?
That is a very special skill. I'm not saying that you should have been make the omelet maker, but, you know, waiting tables, you'd be great with people.
A special set of skills. There's also the coal mine. Have you worked in the coal mine before?
I have never been working in a coal mine.
No.
Have you?
No, I've never worked in the coal mine. Never threw a canary down a coal mine. Those caves are dangerous, and so is working in the coal mine. I love the Devo version, but you know it's a cover song, right? By Lee Dorsey. In 1966, hit number 8. This is Working in the Coal Mine by Devo.
Well, I've been working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, woo, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, woo, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up before the sun. When my work day is over, too tired for having fun.
Also from the heavy metal soundtrack, because when you think of heavy metal, you think of Devo.
Yes, D-E-V-O automatically.
This is also not making a lot of money. They mention it because I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. When Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Well, I think the point of a lot of these labor songs, no one is going to be singing about making a lot of money.
Some of them they will. I've put these in categories. These are working hard for not a lot of recognition, but you do it because you got to do it, right?
Okay, so Dave is springing some of this stuff on me. I can't wait to hear the category about people laboring to make a lot of money.
Yeah, well.
Okay, is that coming?
It might, we'll see. Those are my two working hard songs.
Okay.
Then there's the working 9-to-5 type situation.
Ain't no way to make a living.
No. Well, you know, you pour yourself a cup of ambition. You know, when you look at the lyrics of Dolly Parton's song, it's like, she's a great songwriter. It's still, like, she has these lyrics buried in the song that still hold up. She ends the song with 9-to-5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life, and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it, and you spend your life putting money in his wallet. Not in your wallet, in his wallet. That's that was a nice turn that she does. And I think...
Cynical?
No, matter of fact. You know?
Yes,
I mean,
and very good.
And you saw the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, everyone loves the movie.
Yeah. And love her.
Right.
Working 9-to-5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Because
that's a 9-to-5 song. You know, you're working hard. But then Sheena Easton also had a 9-to-5 song.
The Morning Train.
Yes. They changed it to Morning Train because they didn't want it to be confusing. The Sheena Easton Morning Train is a little different. Are you familiar with the lyrics at all?
I mean, I can probably sing it if
Sure, you will sing it and not realize what you're singing about. But it's
I can't offhand. It's basically embarrassed right now.
No, you shouldn't. But she's not working. The woman's not working. She sends her husband off. He works 9 to 5. You know, he takes the morning train.
Oh, he takes the morning train.
My baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 to 5, and then he takes another home again to find me waiting for him. And there you go. So she's sitting at home.
She's talking about her life. She isn't talking about the life of somebody laboring.
No, she is not laboring.
She might have labored over dinner.
Maybe. He takes me to a movie or to a restaurant to go slow dancing, anything I want. He comes home. Nighttime is the right time. We make love. Then it's his and my time. We take off. So she's there at his beck and call.
I guess that's work.
Is it work? I guess kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying yes.
Okay.
I wake up every morning, I stumble out of bed, I stretch it and I yawn in another day ahead. It seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by. Two baby knees together, then it starts to fly. Cause the moment that he's with me, time can take a flight. The moment that he's with me, everything's alright. Nighttime is the right time, we make love.
And it's always the guys that they're putting the women in trouble with. They want to get down, like on Manic Monday. Why is she late? Of all of those nights, why my lover have to pick last night to get down?
Well, you know, written by Prince and all.
Yeah, but you know, the guy's unemployed, employment's down. He tells me in his bedroom voice, "Come on, honey, let's go make some noise." And then, of course, in quotes, like, "I can't resist."
Yeah, well, that's good because that makes it equal. They're on equal footing.
They're on, yes. But he's at home, just wait. Yeah, I guess it's kind of roles reversed. She comes home, nighttime is the right time. We make love.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's the Sheena and the Bengals, just a little different, just a role reversal there.
So everyone's represented here.
I think so. Eventually, she hooked up with Prince.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all roads lead to Prince.
That's right. He did had his Sugar Walls moment with Sheena Easton. Now that we're kind of talking Prince, did his Let's Work, which is also like Manic Monday and Morning Train. Like, okay, his work is different.
Okay, read me the lyrics.
Nothing can stop us now. I'm going to show you how to work. Come on, let's have some fun. We'll work until morning comes. Wow, whoever this is to work. It's like working in the coal mine, right? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, well, kind of like working in a coal mine, but...
I don't... What? So we're laboring hard here, but it's time to take a break and let other people work. So let's just do that.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Welcome back to the What Difference Does It Make podcast and our Labor Day special.
Back to work, Holly. Let's go.
Ugh, labor. All right, what else do you have? What section are we on now?
I don't know. I had one other sexy times, like another...
sexy time labor song?
Yeah, I was going to go into... you're familiar with Flight of the Conchord, right?
The
folk duo. Are you familiar with the song Business Time?
Nope.
Oh, business time is this special time for them.
Taking care of business.
Yeah, kind of.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh boy, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh. That's very good. I like that.
Yeah.
That song says a lot about life in general.
Oh yeah.
Business time.
Business time. It's business time. So yeah, you also mentioned taking care of business. And so this is by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Also known as BTO.
Yeah. So this is kind of like a DIY type song because, you know, he's doing it on his own. He's a musician. He's not working. You know, you get up every morning from alarm clock's warning, take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above and people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look so pretty. So, and if your train's on time, you get to work by 9 and start your slaving jobs and get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. It appears that he's, as a musician, he's doing his own thing. And, you know, people think he's not working at all. And I think that's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type thing. Like, yeah, look at me, I'm doing nothing. I'm getting paid. I'm taking care of business.
Listening to you recite lyrics gives me a whole new perspective on practically every song.
Oh, okay.
My family is very fond of saying, well, as you know, I am more about the music and a little bit less about the lyrics, although I love learning lyrics. I love when people, you know, teach me.
Right.
Because it's not the first thing I hear. So I like hearing you recite these lyrics and give me definitely more insight into the song. So I realize I've just offended all the brilliant lyricists out there that might be listening.
That's okay. Yeah, it's funny when I go to concerts and everyone knows all the lyrics. Like, wow, how do they know all the lyrics? But there's certain artists where you pick up on the lyrics, and others where you just like, I just love the songs, and you don't know any of the words, and you know.
But you know, the people who are singing the lyrics may know the lyrics, but aren't really paying attention to what the significance of the lyrics.
Sometimes they don't know what the significance of the song, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
thank you for cluing me into taking care of business.
Sure.
Every day.
Then there's this other one about trying to tell you how great you have it with working. It's by, you know, that working class guy, Mick Jagger. Have you heard of him? He's encouraging everybody to just get together. He's the boss man. Just encourage. Let's work. Remember this song? Let's work. No sitting down on your butt. The world don't owe you. No sitting down in a rut. I want to show you, don't waste your energy on making enemies. Just take a deep breath and work your way up. Let's work.
No sitting down on your butt. The world don't owe you. No sitting down in a rut. I want to show you. Don't waste your energy on making enemies. Just take a deep breath and work your way up.
I think it was a hit for Jagger, like one of his. He didn't have too many solo hits, but this was one. I know he's worked hard, but it just struck. It's kind of weird to have Mick Jagger sing this song, encouraging the the working class to just get together and work, make it happen.
I had forgotten all about this song until we were looking to do this episode.
Yeah, I'm sure this might have been the reason. Keith Richards left him for a little bit. This was like during a hiatus with the Stones. Like, you know, Mick just trying to get, come on, Keith, let's work. Let's get together. Like, oh, Mick, I have no time for this.
Exactly.
I have no time for your shit, what you got going on. So, of course, when you're working hard and you're not getting a lot of recognition, even if Mick Jagger is trying to cheer you on, there's a point where you just want to say, take this job and shove it. And Johnny Paycheck did that, and he made it a big, big hit. It was written by David Allan Coe, who I think, as you might remember, those who listen to our What Difference Does It Make podcast might have heard the Father's Day episode. One of my dad's favorite songs was You Never Even Called Me By My Name. He also wrote Take This Job and Shove It. He was very clever with the lyrics as well. Like Labor Day, Take This Job and Shove It became a movie as well. I don't know if you knew that, but...
Yes. I don't remember seeing it. Do you?
No, I watched the trailer and it was, it looked like a movie that was called Take This Job and Shove It would be like.
take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
This is the comedy about a young man who has it all. Women, money, success. And who gambles it all by going back to his hometown, taking over the local brewery, and taking on the establishment.
You can take your job and shove it.
Robert Hayes, star of Airplane, Barbara Hershey, Martin Mull, and Art Carney as Pickett.
Take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it.
David Alan Cole was in it, playing Mooney.
Oh.
He played Mooney. Lacey J. Dalton, also a country singer, played Mrs. Mooney. George Lindsay is in there. And Johnny Paycheck was in there as the man with hamburger. So,
but he waited all his life for that.
Yeah, waiting for that one moment for he...
That was the deal. I'll give you the rights to my song if I can have a role in the movie.
Right. Yeah, there you go. You get to be man with hamburger. Mike Judge did these animated stories on country artists. And one of them is about Johnny Paycheck. And he has quite the life. If you ever want to, it's only half an hour long, but you could, I recommend it to everyone to watch those Tales from the, I think it's called Tales from the Bus, I believe.
That sounds hilarious, and I do remember hearing about this. That sounds really funny.
But they're true story. It's all true story. It's about, I think the first season is country artists, and second season was soul artists. If you want to learn more about Johnny Paycheck, go watch that.
I just might.
Yeah. I've mentioned every artist, and then I have to close it with the working class man, who's kind of like in the reign of Mick Jagger now. Kind of like I'm talking about Bruce Springsteen. Who's charging, had a little snafu with concert tickets, the price of concert tickets for the working man.
The working man can't much afford Bruce concert tickets. Well, I know that to not be true necessarily. If they can access affordable tickets, then they might be able to buy them.
It's always been hard to get tickets for Springsteen shows, but yes. In 1984, you know, born in the USA, he had Working on the Highway, also working hard, but everyone's working hard. They're trying to make an honest living. Working on the Highway. This is a guy who's trying to make an honest living, but the other side is sometimes more attractive.
Other side of the highway?
Yeah, well, the other side of the, I guess, the other side of the tracks. And it's kind of funny because this song, Working on the Highway, from Born in the USA, it probably could have been a song from Nebraska, like a folk song. But instead, because it's on Born in the USA, it's like this 50s romper, you know, just kind of this rocker type song. Okay. In the lyrics, he works for the county out on 95. All day I hold a red flag and watch the traffic pass me by. In my head, I keep a picture of a pretty little miss. Someday, mister, I'm going to lead a better life than this. So he has dreams. He talks to the dad and says, you know, okay, I'm going to marry your girl. He's like, I see right through you. You're no good, but my daughter loves you and you're probably going to, and so you're going to get married. The song ends with, one day her brothers came and got her. And they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept the promise that he made on that day, and the judge got mad, and he put me straight away. I wake up every morning to the work bell clang. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County Road Gang. So he's back. He's back on the road, but now he has to because, you know, he's incarcerated. Aww. I'm working on the highway, but I'm going to get a better life. But it's just I can't do it, and here I am, I'm back, but now I'm back on the highway and my dreams are, it's just not going to happen. But it's a happy song.
We did it out on the floor and we got a long ride. One day the brothers came and got her and they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept the promise that he made on that day. And the judge got mad and he put me straight away. Every morning to the work bell climb. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County Road. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway. Working on the highway.
If you saw like a Springsteen concert in 84 and him doing that song, it's just kind of like a, you know, everyone's dancing, having a great time. And then you're like, wait a second, what is he singing about?
You know? This is not a happy song.
This is not a happy song. This is, yeah, and I really don't know, but I think it's probably from Nebraska. I mean, it could actually.
It sounds like it should be on Nebraska more so than Born in the USA.
Yeah. He has a song similar to that on Nebraska, Highway Patrolman, where he, but it's his brother who's on the other side of the law. And he's, one guy's a police cop, the other guy is
a lawbreaker.
And he lets his brother escape. The song ends with him letting him escape. Just like, I can't arrest my brother. It's just, you know, just let him go. But not in Working on the Highway. And Working on the Highway, they want to lock this guy up and save their sister and daughter.
The daughter.
Save the daughter. Yeah. Well, one day her brothers came and got her and they took me in a black and white. So yeah, the brothers pulled the trigger on this one.
Sounds like the brother set him up.
I don't know. That could be. But I don't know. The prosecutor kept the promise. I don't know. Everyone had it in for this guy. His future, yeah, not a good future.
So I wonder who she ended up marrying.
I do. Probably the warden. Because, yeah. Who knows?
This sounds like Dannemora.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm sure, yeah, it could make a good screenplay. We should...
Yeah, we should get on that.
I know. We could make a 9 to 5 or a Labor Day or a Take This Job and Shove It. These were all movies we talked about.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now let's make a Working on the Highway movie. That would be depressing. Let's make a
Back on the Chain Gang?
No, that's depressing as well. Yes. Let's make a Let's Work. Well, that would be a porn. Let's Work. Prince's Let's
See, all
Work.
All these could translate to porn. All these titles.
We need maybe a Manic Monday.
I got one more song to add.
Go ahead.
I'm upset that you glossed over it. This is the epitome. This is Working Man.
Oh, you're right. They call me the Working Man.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I am. This was before they got this drummer in the band, right?
This is not Neil Peart. This was John Retzi, the drummer from the first album, Rush's first album.
So who wrote this song?
Alex and Getty wrote this song.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I get up at 7 and I go to work at 9. I got no time for living. Yeah, I'm working all the time.
Is this...
Come on.
It's working for...
They call me the Working Man, I guess.
He's working for a living.
I get home at 5 o'clock and I take myself out a nice cold beer.
Yeah, it is one of those songs where... I feel like this is like a heavy metal parking lot song. Like you're just in the parking lot, just cranking that song.
Closed out their very last tour. It was here at the Forum.
Yes.
It was the last song they played.
Yeah, it was brilliant the way they rushed it. They played it backwards. They went backwards in time.
Yeah. Yeah, chronological, reverse chronological.
Yes.
Order. Yeah, that was great. Did you see that tour?
I was at that show.
Yeah. It was 2015.
All right. Well, let's...
Okay, so now bang on the drum?
Yeah, so now, yeah, while we end on... we don't want to end on a depressing note. We want to just bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. That's really what this... There's no deeper meaning to this song.
Nope.
There's nothing. It's a song that people play. I think you hear it at football stadiums.
Well, you know where you hear it? You know where I... Do you remember where you first heard it?
They used to play it on a radio station that I can't remember, but please remember, they played it on the Friday, like at 5, right?
I can't remember if it was KLOS or KMET. I think it was played on a lot of rock stations on Friday in various markets.
I want to bang on the drum.
By the way, I think Take This Job and Shove It was also a song played by DJs whenever they were fed up or they heard that they were going to get fired or they were just like, I'm quitting. Yeah. That's what they did that. That was done a lot.
just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You can express yourself through music.
Very simply.
It's funny because Bang the Drum All Day is Todd Rundgren.
Right.
Who we do not associate with songs like, you know, I mean, people, I think a lot of people knew this song, but did not know that it was him.
Probably.
Yeah.
He writes all the songs. He writes the songs that makes the whole world sing. He puts in the hard work.
Yeah.
He is one of the hardest working men.
He is. He is a working man. He does everything. But he actually did say, I like the idea that I've written a song that is well known to a broad segment of the population and they have no idea why they know it. In the same sense that everybody knows Happy Birthday, but they can't remember the first time they heard it and they have no idea who wrote it.
Yeah.
He feels that Bang the Drum All Day is akin to Happy Birthday.
Very good. Yeah. Maybe we should sing that song every Labor Day.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave on that note?
Okay. Okay. Right. We can close it out on that note.
Right. Well, that concludes it. So first of all, these songs will be on a Spotify playlist. I played snippets of it, but I'll slap this on our website, which is WDDIM Podcast, which stands for What Difference Does It Make? Podcast.com. So make sure to, if you want to give a listen, check it out. Where else can they find things that we do?
Well, first, also check out the Spotify playlist. It will have not just these songs, but some other labor-related songs.
Yeah, by the way, I will allow people to add songs if they want.
Well, that'd be fun.
Add your favorite song. Yeah, we could do that. I have no legal authority to lock out everyone. Enjoy.
That's great. Please add. We'd like to hear your labor song. So check us out on social media at WDDIM Podcast and on YouTube at What Difference Does It Make Podcast.
Very nice. All right. Well, happy Labor Day, Holly.
Happy Labor Day to you, Dave.
All right. Again, new episode. We labor to come up with an episode every Friday. So please subscribe. Till next Friday, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.